Well, sir, it's about 4:30 o'clock as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the back porch, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Our friends are seated side by side on the top step at one, enjoying fine, warm sunshine. And Sade is saying...
Appreciate how long you've been sitting here. 15 minutes.
Really? That long?
Well, I glanced at the kitchen clock just as you got home. 4:15. Courthouse clock just struck 4:30.
How time flies, to be sure.
As long as you left the office early to oil and adjust the lawnmower, a person would think you'd get busy oiling and adjusting the lawnmower.
There are two schools of thought on that subject, Dr. Sleech. A group of serious thinkers in Yellow Jump, North Dakota, under the leadership of Y.T. Fish, hold that no man should
ever... Maybe you'll have nice help with your lawnmower. Here comes Rush up the alley.
Why, yes, Rush. What's his last name?
Peterson. Use the sidewalk, please.
Okay.
I saw you take a shortcut yesterday, too, mister.
Eavesdroppers seldom hear good of themselves. Maybe after this you'll know better than to spy on your husband.
Gov, come home early to oil and adjust the lawnmower, Willie. How'd you like to help?
Okay.
The whirlamajig do funny underneath the whatchamacallit that does the cutting is all clogged up. Wouldn't be surprised if what you'll have to take the whole lawnmower apart to get at the doofugledy.
Of course, there's no tumultuous rush about it, Pete. Sit down a minute and relax.
Fellas leave the office early to fix lawnmowers and then don't fix any lawnmowers.
You'd go into a thing like this pell-mell and willy-nilly. Your wise man is your deliberate man.
Uh-huh. Brought home your algebra book at last, hmm?
Yeah, and not to study, though. Just using it as a kind of a briefcase, something to put all these papers in.
What are the papers?
It's just barely possible you people might be interested. Quit leaning against me, Gov.
No.
I want to spread these documents out on the step.
No.
Come on, shove over.
Spread your documents out on the step some other day. It'll be supper time pretty quick, and you fellas won't have even touched the lawnmower.
Come to think of it, Sadie, it seems to me I took a solemn oath as a small boy never to touch a lawnmower until I reached the age of 62. Or was that snuff? Somewhere in my
mind. Now you're going to lean on me, huh? Go away.
These documents are going to be pasted on the bulletin board up at school. Mr. Chinmoney made the announcement in assembly today that any students who have any interesting news or facts of general interest are welcome to write them up neatly and stick them up on the bulletin board. All afternoon, everybody's been taking advantage of the opportunity. I'm the bulletin board monitor, so they handed me their stuff. Here's Vernon Piggle's offering.
Well, save it for later on, Willie. You and your father got a little work to get out of the way.
I want to hear Vernon Pagel's offering.
Fellas leave the office early to oil lawnmowers, and then don't oil any lawnmowers.
You could say it like this. Leave us field the office early to earl mawnlowers, and then don't earl any mawnlowers.
Ha, ha, ha. Funny man.
Urquhart, read me Vernon Pagel's interesting news and facts of general interest that he wants pasted on the bulletin board.
Vernon Pagels of Nome, Alaska, reports that he had in the paper...
Nome, Alaska?
Vernon plans to reside in Nome, Alaska, as soon as he finishes school, gets married, grows wealthy, and wishes to settle down and take stuff easy. Vernon Pagels of Nome, Alaska, reports that he read in the newspaper where flies in tropical countries are very sluggish, and therefore easier to swat.
I call that a fascinating fact of general interest.
Well, it's probably a pretty rotten fact and not worth a dime, but Mr. Chinmoney said students were welcome to paste anything they wanted to on the bulletin board. Mr. Vernon Pagels is happy to make the statement that he can chin himself more times than anybody else in a sophomore class. Please consider this a challenge. Mr. Vernon Pagels took supper Tuesday night at the home of his Uncle James and Aunt Bertha Wyatt, 226 North Mason Street.
Awful lot of trash about Mr. Vernon Pagels.
Yeah. Mr. Vernon Pagels likes grapes, butter, ketchup, and celery. Mr. Vernon Pagels was absent from Sunday school 2 Sundays in a row. Losing? Well, what's eating Vernon? I'm not going to slap junk like this on the bulletin board.
Vernon Pagels is liberal with his contributions.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to slap junk like this on the half-wood bulletin board.
Lawnmower, Vic?
What?
Lawnmower?
What?
Oh, ish.
What?
Fellas leave the office early to oil lawnmowers, and then don't oil any lawnmowers.
I like to say it the other way. Levis field the office early to earl lawnmowers, and then don't earl any mawnlowers.
Funny, funny man. Funny, funny man.
Here's another dog on Vernon Pagels, Leroy Snow.
Leroy submits some vital news and facts of general interest?
Yeah, big lame brain. Mr. Leroy Snow is showing startling mental development of late. One is amazed how he grows smarter and smarter.
One is also amazed at his modesty.
These guys are taking advantage of the bulletin board. Just want to see their names plastered around.
A human frailty. Wasn't it Benjamin Franklin who just prior to inventing the steamboat remarked that...
Oh, heck, listen to this. Mr. Leroy Snow, unlike most individuals, hasn't got the slightest fear of snakes or poisonous insects. Dear close friends of Mr. Leroy Snow often laughingly comment on this astonishing fact. Mr. Leroy Snow has three uncles in the barber business. For all Mr. Leroy Snow knows, this is a world's record. Mr. Leroy Snow is never quite so happy as... Holy smoke, a whole half-wit page about Mr. Leroy Snow.
Mr. Leroy Snow is hardly what you'd call a shy violet.
What's the student body care if Mr. Leroy Snow has three uncles in the barber business?
He can put his three uncles in his hat and pull his hat down over his ears.
I'll say. By George, you take some guys, all they think about is their self. Civilization sunk pretty low
tut,
when
tut,
they...
Tut, city.
Huh?
Tut, tut.
Tut, tut what?
You were about to say lawnmower.
Yes, I was.
Wait 2 more minutes.
Uh-huh. Look at Charlie Razor's come across the alley. Painting window screens. Just mourn working away.
Charlie is a chump.
What?
Charlie is my chum. I love and admire Charlie and his industrious habits. Charlie
is... Here's somebody handed in junk for the bulletin board they tried to make interesting.
Bluetooth Johnson?
No, Russell Duncan.
Russell is a good boy.
Uncle Fletcher stopped past this afternoon.
Huh?
Only for a minute.
How's he feeling?
Fine.
Glorious day.
Yeah.
Here's Russell's facts.
Whip him out.
Several freshman girls have developed the habit of monopolizing the second floor drinking fountain at the west end of the building. They crowd around and keep thirsty students from getting water.
Hmm.
That's not bad.
Uh-uh.
Miss Engel, our librarian, is always willing to help students look up references. You will be wise to take advantage of this privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chinbunny has announced that there will be severe penalties for students caught tampering with the delicate instruments in the physics laboratory. A word to the wise is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this junk is okay. I'll slap it on the bulletin board without an instant's hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
But here, Milton Welch's fine news and facts of general interest. Mr. Milton Welch as yet has formulated no plans for the summer. Mr. Milton Welch prefers black olives to green olives. Mr. Milton Welch has visited extensively in the southern part of the state, including the cities of Springfield, East St. Louis, Alton, Carbondale, Carroll, Centralia, Newton. Oh, heck.
Mr. Milton Welch apparently...
And here, nicer Scott's dandy news and facts of general interest. Look at the paragraphs. Nicer Scott.
Mm.
Ain't that rotten?
Yeah.
Selfishness.
Yeah.
Greediness.
Uh-huh.
Conceit.
Mm.
Vic, will you please get at that
lawnmower?
Hey,
isn't this one yours?
Yeah.
What kind of interesting news and fascinating facts have you got?
Good ones.
Let's hear some.
Students are looking forward eagerly to summer vacation.
Uh-huh.
Miscreants have lately been drawing pictures on the walls of the gymnasium. Guilty parties take warning as Mr. Chinbunny is on the watch.
Uh-huh.
Miss Mildred Tisdall reports the loss of a shoe buckle. A very, very small reward is offered.
Hmm. Those items will adorn and glorify your bulletin board no end.
Mr. Rush Cook is more partial to string beans than he is to kidney beans. Mr. Rush Cook has traveled to Chicago more than a dozen times. Mr. Rush Cook, during one Christmas season, had over $7 cash in his pocket. Mr. Rush Cook often comes out in splotches after 9 innings of baseball. Mr. Rush Cook's name, Mr. Rush Cook, is a name Mr. Rush Cook does not want twisted into nicknames like Mr. Mush Hook. Mr. Rush Cook has a pair of ice skates for sale. Mr. Rush Cook has never been west of Peoria. Mr. Rush Cook likes pie.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.